Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel? You know, those thoughts racing around and around, just keeping you stuck in the same place. Today, we're talking about something super important. How to let go of those negative thoughts that are weighing you down. Seriously, we all have them. They are like uninvited house guests who overstay their welcome. But the good news is, there are ways to politely ask them to leave and reclaim your mental space. We're going deep into the art of letting go, exploring practical strategies inspired by ancient wisdom, because trust me, you don't need a fortune cookie to find clarity. Think about it like this. Our minds are amazing tools, but they can also be masters of negativity bias, always focusing on what's wrong, not what's right. That can lead to stress, anxiety, and even affect your relationships. But hey, no judgment here. We're all human, and sometimes those negative thoughts sneak in like a rogue ninja. The key is recognizing them, acknowledging their presence without letting them hijack your day. So, how do we do that? Here are 5 nuggets of wisdom to help you on this journey. First thought, mindfulness. I know, sounds kinda hippy-dippy, but hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Like, imagine you're watching a movie, you can see the story unfold, feel the emotions, but you don't have to become part of it. The same goes for your thoughts. Observe them, accept them, then gently let them pass. Second, challenge those negative thought patterns. Ever notice how some thoughts are just plain irrational? Like, I'm going to fail this presentation, when you've actually prepared really well. Don't buy into those stories. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Or is it just fear talking? Often, our minds create these dramatic narratives based on assumptions, not facts. There to reframe your perspective. See that negative thought as an opportunity for growth. Think of a difficult situation, maybe a recent setback or criticism you received. How can you learn from it? What can you do differently next time? Remember, challenges are stepping stones to success. Fourth, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is life-changing. Instead of dwelling on the negative, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be something small, like a delicious cup of coffee or a sunny morning. Gratitude shifts your focus and helps you see the positive even in tough times. Lastly, remember self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and it's okay to have negative thoughts sometimes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a friend going through a rough patch. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through a crowded street, and suddenly someone bumps into you, spilling your coffee all over your brand new shirt. Oh. Your initial reaction? Probably a surge of frustration and anger. You might even think, this is the worst day ever. But what if, instead of letting that negative thought spiral out of control, you took a step back? You acknowledged the annoyance, said to yourself, okay, this is frustrating, then focused on taking a deep breath and finding the nearest coffee shop for another cup. See? Letting go doesn't mean ignoring your feelings, it means acknowledging them without letting them define your entire experience. So, remember these key takeaways. Practice mindfulness, challenge negative thoughts, reframe your perspective, cultivate gratitude, and above all, be kind to yourself. These little practices can make a world of difference in how you navigate life's ups and downs. It's like upgrading your mental software smoother, more efficient, and way less prone to glitches. So, go forth and let go of those negative thoughts. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little mental fortitude boost. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and keep tuning in for more daily doses of wisdom. Until next time, keep your chin up and your mind open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.